The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
All right, Rolien, let's get to news.
Let's get to news. A lot happening today. I mean, first of all, we have to announce, in case you haven't heard it, that Boris Johnson has been elected the new Prime Minister of the UK. And to mixed responses, a lot of Jews in the UK having a very mixed response to the election of Boris Johnson. I think the general feeling is that, thank goodness, it is not Jeremy Corbyn. But we still have to take into account Jeremy Corbyn still heads up the shadow government in the UK. So that happening. And Boris Johnson just weeks ago declaring that he is the ultimate Zionist. So we will see how the relationship between the United Kingdom and Israel goes forward now with Bojo at the helm. But also in big news today is that our ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, who will be ending his term relatively soon, will be addressing the United Nations Security Council to try and push them to make a decision to pressure Hamas to return the Israelis who are being held captive or have been kidnapped and are in the Gaza Strip. And of course, we cannot forget to mention that Hamas is still in still has the bodies of fallen soldiers Oron Shaul and Hadar Golden, and it's an imperative that those remains are returned to their families for a dignified and Jewish burial. And I think now would be the best time to take advantage. While Hamas have denied that they are anti-Semitic, or they're distancing themselves from members of their leadership who are calling for the slaughter of Jews, maybe this would be a time to capitalize on that. Although we should send them a copy of their charter, should we not, as you so rightly said last week.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm sure that we don't have to tell them what's in their charter.
Your Saudi blogger has had an interesting time in Israel. He's had a difficult time in Jerusalem, and now he's with the Prime Minister. What's tell us about his story.
Well, as we speak, the delegation from Saudi Arabia, from Iraq, and also Jordan, of journalists who are visiting Israel at the moment, are meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. But the Saudi journalist has had a very, very difficult day. The group visited the Temple Mount yesterday, where he was subjected to a lot of abuse. He was attacked and cursed. He was told to go visit a synagogue, although I failed to see how that's a curse. There is video footage of him being spat on by a child. This is by a child, and people yelling at him to leave. Chairs and other debris was thrown at him, and a lot of insults were hurled at him. And we do know that his attackers, at least three of them, have been arrested by police, and the foreign ministry have apologized to him and also condemned any kind of abuse that he is facing at the moment. And apparently he didn't take too kindly to the abuse that he received. According to the spokesman that is doing the tour with the delegation, said he took it harshly but understood this is the real face of Palestinians. So not the welcome that we were hoping to show the delegation. This is a very, very important visit. It's the first of its kind, but I think it has been an eye-opener, at least for this particular blogger.
Rolien, and apparently a U.S. delegation will be visiting both Israel and Saudi Arabia next week.
Well, yes. So Jared Kushner, Jason Greenblatt, and a whole host of other senior American officials will be visiting the region next week, and this is to drum up support for the Trump peace plan. Now, I don't know about you, but we don't know much about the Trump peace plan other than it's a top secret. But also on the back of last month's very, very successful Manama conference, or workshop as they're calling it, they want to try and push forward with the Peace to Prosperity Plan. And I know we discussed it a little bit in length, and we think it's quite an awesome plan. It does make a lot of sense. But the onus is going to be on the Arab power was to try and convince the Palestinians who have roundly rejected it to move forward with this. So I hope that we get to hear a little bit more about what the Trump administration has planned for the peace process, but so far not being well received by the Palestinian Authority.
Rolene, has anybody spoken to the Palestinian people themselves and asked them what they think of the, what's it, peace to prosperity, you know, proposal? I mean, look, it is only one aspect of it. It's not the political or the geographical. It was only the economic part of the plan, the deal of the century, right? Has anybody, like, what has the feedback been from your average Palestinian person?
Well, that's an excellent question, and we don't really know too much other than that many Palestinians took to the street in protest. I think that those who are for the proposal, and they do include businessmen who were, you know, roundly or summarily arrested after they attended the conference. I think the average Palestinian, although they may privately agree with it, I think they're extremely scared to try and do anything or to speak out openly about it, because this could get them into very, very, very serious trouble. I mean, to be arrested for trying to improve the situation for the average Palestinians on the ground is something that doesn't make sense to us, but it does speak to the type of leadership that the Palestinians have in place with regards to the Palestinian Authority.
No, that's where we leave it. The time is 5:30. Rolene, thanks as always. Look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. But now at 5:30, it's time to take news headlines with Sinati.